the San Joaquin River, the Mokelabe River, Steamboat Slough, Disappointment Slough, with my favorite name, Little Potato Slough, Big Potato Slough, Frank's Tract.
These are just some of the places in California connected by its rivers. On this episode of Carl on the Bay, Carl Nolte tells tales of California's river steamers stretching back to before the Gold Rush.
The story of riverboats in California, kind of an interesting story of California history.
Then he takes us to the historic town of Locke, located in the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta.
Turns out, of course, that when California was a backwater, there was almost no transportation in California at all, except by ox cart or horseback. In 1847, a man named William Liedesdorf, who was a black guy who had opened the first hotel in San Francisco and was a pioneer capitalist, arranged to get a steamboat from Russia called the Sitka, which he had brought to San Francisco Bay in 1847, before the Gold Rush. The Sitka was very small and so slow that on a race it had with an ox cart, it lost a trip between Sacramento and Benicia by 3 days. In 1848, on the American River above Sacramento, gold was discovered, setting off a gold rush of unparalleled migration of people from the East and Midwest and China, Chile, and South America, and Hawaii, and everywhere to San Francisco. The only way to get here was by overland or by steamship. And the first steamship, which came around the Horn in 1849, was the steamship California, which arrived in San Francisco Bay in January 1849. It was the beginning of the gold rush. But there's no gold in San Francisco. There's no gold mines in San Francisco, no mother lode. The nearest gold diggings was on the American River, about 150 miles away, and there's no way to get there unless you're walking. Right in front of Sacramento is the Sacramento River. Sacramento River is broad and deep, eminently suitable for navigation. At first, they tried to do it by sailing ships. It's pretty tough to sail a sailing ship up a river because it's narrow and you have to tack and all kinds of stuff. So by 1850, entrepreneurs figured out a way to do it by getting steamships from the East Coast and sailing them all the way around South America, around Cape Horn, San Francisco Bay. One guy was named Ned Wakeman, who built a brand new steamer called the New World. He owed all kinds of money on it, and the people who wanted to collect their debt hounded him for it. He said, "Well, boys, first, after we get it all tied up and launched and all outfitted, we'll take it for a trial trip, and you could come." People who came aboard a trial trip having a couple of drinks didn't notice that the New World was loaded pretty low to the water, and maybe this trial trip was something more than they thought. When the ship got to Sandy Hook, the entrance to New York Bay, the captain announced this wasn't a trial trip. In fact, they were going to go to California. And you debtors wanted to go to California, you could stay aboard. If you didn't, you better get off here with the pilot boat because we're going. He brought the ship into San Francisco Bay, sailed up down the Sacramento River, made the price of the ship, the whole voyage and everything, all back in two trips. So everything after that was gravy. So other people came, starting in 1850, operating river steamers on the Sacramento River. They are competing with one another for freight and passengers, cut the prices to nothing. Sometimes you can come aboard for free. The boats raced each other with disastrous results sometimes. The worst was in 1870-something in Rio Vista when the boilers of the river steamer Yosemite exploded when it was in a race with another ship, killed 57 people. But eventually cooler heads prevailed and the big chime operators operated the river steamers as a corporation and set the prices accordingly, whatever the traffic would bear. Some of these steamers are pretty spectacular. The grandest of all was the river steamer Chrysopolis, which in Greek means Golden City. It's a play on the name of the Golden Gate, which is named by John C. Fremont, Chrysopolis, or Golden Gate, designed by a man named John North, the Leonardo da Vinci of riverboats, I guess, and launched in San Francisco to great fanfare on June 3rd, 1860. The shipyard was down where the baseball park is. They could carry 1,000 passengers and 700 tons of cargo back and forth between San Francisco and Sacramento, leaving for the Broadway Wharf, the foot of Broadway, making Sacramento in about 8 or 9 hours. In a great burst of speed, the last day of 1860, the Chrysopolis sailed between Sacramento and San Francisco in 5 hours and 19 minutes, a record for steamboats that still holds. Chrysopolis, however, was done in by economics, because by 1869, when the vessel was only 9 years old, the railroad was extended from Sacramento to Oakland, and you could go by passenger train or freight train between Sacramento and Oakland in considerably less than 8 hours it took for the river steamer to operate. So the river steamer Chrysopolis was taken to Oakland in 1875 and converted into a ferry boat Oakland, which operated till 1940. So when it retired in 1940, the Chrysopolis, with the same engines and bones in the ferryboat Oakland, operated for 80 years, which is pretty good. 1927, the modern equivalent of the Chrysopolis, the riverboats Delta King and Delta Queen, were built in Scotland, were assembled in Stockton, and sailed to San Francisco in a great burst of enthusiasm in the summer of 1927. These boats cost $1 million apiece, which is a breathtaking sum of money in 1927, and operated between Sacramento and San Francisco every day but Sunday, leaving San Francisco at 6:30 p.m. and arriving on an overnight trip in Sacramento at 5:30 in the morning. For a reasonable price, you could get a berth on this riverboat, have a 5-course dinner for 75 cents, and breakfast in the morning. You would arrive at Sacramento refreshed and ready for work. The idea of going to Sacramento by overnight steamer was a bit much, because the timing was off. In 1927 was the year the Carquinez Bridge opened, and you could get to Sacramento in an old car in maybe 4 or 5 hours, not overnight. Delta King and the Delta Queen couldn't compete. So the two riverboats lasted only until 1940, when they stopped running. They had many adventures since. The Delta Queen was used in the San Francisco Bay during the war as a transport boat or floating barracks. The Delta King had different adventures, went to Alaska to be a floating fish cannery, came back to San Francisco Bay, had various schemes to make it into a showboat, riverboat, finally sank at its moorings in Richmond in, 1980s sometime. Was pumped out, taken back to Sacramento, refurbished, and it now operates as a hotel right in front of Old Sacramento, where it began its career. After 1940, a few freight boats continued to operate, and the last one was the river steamer Petaluma, which operated between San Francisco Pier 3 to Petaluma every night, leaving about 5 o'clock up the river to Petaluma, carrying cargo, freight, carrying eggs and apples and stuff like that. Petaluma was the egg capital of the world. Petaluma operated until 1950, and it was the last of them all. So they ended 101 years of steam navigation on California rivers in 1950. Actually, I got interested in what was up the rivers by reading two books. One was Mark Twain's classic, Life on the Mississippi, about how he was learning to be a riverboat pilot, a river steamer on the Mississippi River. And the way they did that in those days, when they didn't have a lot of charts, it was all in the head. So the real pilot would take Mark Twain, then a kid called Sam Clemens, up in the pilot house and show him how to do it. He had the river memorized. He'd show him where the sandbanks were, where the snags were, where there was low water, where there was easy water, where there was all this trouble, and teach him all that stuff. I thought, wow, what a great thing, have the whole river in your mind. And then I read another book that my father gave me when I was a little kid called Paddle Wheel Days in California, and that was about river steamers in California on the Sacramento and San Joaquin River, very much like Mark Twain's stuff with steamboat races, explosions, and landings, and all kinds of grand stuff. So I kind of became interested in that, but you know how life goes on, you get distracted. So after a while, I got it, said, well, I'll just go and take another look at the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. I decided this was kind of interesting, and as a newspaper reporter, I did some stories about various things, about Lock, fascinating place, Lock, an all Chinese town built at the time when Chinese couldn't own land in California because of the alien land laws. and were discriminated against, so they had their own little town in the Delta. It looks like, and it still does, like some kind of fantasy movie set with wooden sidewalks and clapboard buildings and all kinds of shaky-looking things. And the back of that was a slough called the Meadows Slough, and the headquarters at Locke was a white-owned restaurant, the only white-owned place in the town then, called Al the Wop's Restaurant, which served only steak. They served steak and also steak. And the steak came with potatoes or nothing. I talked to other people about life in the Delta, and an old guy that used to work on a submarine, Pampadino, as a volunteer named Marvin Wong, a very small guy who lived to be well over 90. If you got him to talk to you, because he was kind of both shy and reticent at the same time, he would tell you about life of the among the Chinese people up in the Delta. A lot of them were contract workers who had come into the United States vaguely legally and maybe not. They had their own postal system. They didn't trust the white postal system because they wrote things that they thought the government was might be spying on them for good reason, because a lot of them were illegal. They were called paper sons. They were not who they said they were. They had their own banking system and their own transportation system pushed by bus from Chinatown up to the Delta, Walnut Grove and Locke and Cortland. They had lots of gambling, and since Locke is in a very long corner edge sticking down of Sacramento County, reached by a single main road, they could do whatever they wanted as long as they posted a lookout to make sure the sheriffs weren't coming. So it was and still is a fascinating area, the center of California in lots of ways, because the water supply for California, Southern California, and the Southern San Joaquin River takes water from the Sacramento River and pumps it south along the Delta Mendota Canal and the California Aqueduct to Southern California.
Today you've heard from Carl Nolte about rivers and their historic role in the region's transportation. On the next episode of Carl on the Bay, we will learn about famous ferry accidents. My name is Natalia Gurevich. Our producer for this episode was Noor Al-Samarai. Hope you'll stick around for the ride. Stay safe and healthy.